Before I call a meeting to order, actually I'll call the meeting to order and then do the roll call. That's right. So the meeting is in order and it is Wednesday, March 17th, 2021. This is the Board of Selectmen for the Town of Chabig Island meeting and roll call. Mr. Beaupre.
Yes.
Mr. Corson.
Yes.
Mr. Dyer.
Here.
Mr. Hill.
Here.
And Miss Damon is here. Mr. Ophant. I mean, Miss Ophant, not Miss
Here. Corson.
Here.
And Mr. Poria.
Here.
Okay. So we can all hear each other. That's the important thing. So I'm just going to make just a comment about the agenda, and then David Hill's going to say something in public, under public comments for items not on the agenda. I have decided to cancel the executive session for today because I think there needs to be more time to advertise. And so hopefully we will have, they can change the notice and people have until the Monday before our next meeting. And then we can make the appointments then. There was some confusion about how to find the information. So, and that's all been taken care of. That's mine. Okay, David.
Well, I just want to mention that the second round of COVID-19 vaccinations were done at the rec center today. And as the last time, it was a great success. We had a total of, I think, 101 people who got their shots. That included about 40 coming in for their second and 60 coming in, 61, whatever, coming in for their first shot. So the progress is going quite well. The good news is, it's not really news yet because it's not for certain, but it may be that the next time we have the round of vaccinations in April, that we'll be able to do the rest of the island. And as I say, it may or may not happen, so don't get your hopes up. But that's the discussion. And in order to make that happen, we ask that all citizens who haven't had their shots, please go online to the town website, to Beverly's website, various other places, and register to get your shots. And also, what we're asking people to do, there's a new survey going online today, just went up this afternoon, where we're trying to determine exactly how many people have been vaccinated on the island, either vaccinated on the island, vaccinated on the mainland, vaccinated anywhere else. We would like to get a count, a percentage of what our population is that has been vaccinated so that we can start to make decisions about reopening the island. And in order to do that, it certainly helps to have data that we can show, let's say, for example, to the Coast Guard to get more dispensation for more passengers on the Independence. That's an example. So things are going well. It's good news. And Bo, you have a question?
Yes, I'm just wondering on where you find those surveys.
Okay, there is a link on Beverly's website. There's a link on Chip's website and on the town website. So absolutely, you can find it. Go on there. It's a very quick survey to sign up. We ask that you sign up for each member of the family. So you would sign up and so forth and so on. And we ask everybody else to do that. And that's.
And I would just like to commend David Hill because right in the beginning, he said, I think we can do testing on Chabig. And then he said, I think we can do vaccinations on the island. And I know there were a lot more people who were involved in making it happen. But David had the vision. And I was the, who's going to ever want to do that? Not that I didn't support it, but I thought there was no way in the world that this would happen. And so I just want to, and I know we have many appreciative people because people have told me that how pleased they are.
Well, thank you, Don. I appreciate that. I'm just the data maven. I'm the other.
I know, but you had the vision and belief it could work. So, and that we could do it.
Yeah. Well, they said it couldn't be done. What's that old?
Edgar Guest. But he with a chuckle replied.
Yeah, there was an advertisement in the 60s. They said it couldn't be done, but I can't remember who the advertiser was. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, no.
The point being, we are getting it done, and we're one of the few communities, and I think Justin can attest to how we're doing compared to other communities in the state, and we should be very proud of ourselves.
Are there any other questions of David before I open it up to the rest of the public? Okay, so I see we have some attendees. Is there anyone who has something they'd like to bring up that's not on the agenda? Actually, the attendees are all us. Oh yeah, no, they're not, that's the panelists. Sorry. Okay, so we have three people there and I don't see any hands up. Oh, I see Bo's. Yes, Bo.
I actually had a member of the community talk to me about looking into the ordinance we have for sawmills, personal sawmills. He was saying that, you know, if you have a chainsaw mill, you can use that, no problem. But if it's an actual mill with a blade, you can't really use it, or you have to go through hoops to do it. So he wanted us to. He didn't know which direction to go, and I wanted to mention it to you guys first, and then I was going to say my suggestion to him was to write a letter to us, and then we can redirect it to whoever it needs to go to.
Thank you, Bo. I think that that's a zoning issue, and it's something that is within control of the town. It would have to go from us to the planning board. You know, we could say we would like to see a draft of something. You know, what are your thoughts? The person can actually draft their own changes and submit that and ask us to consider it, and then have the planning board look at it. But ultimately it's a town meeting vote when anything that has to do with zoning, I believe.
Yeah.
Right, Justin?
Yes, that is correct. I think ideally it would go to the planning board for recommendation to you, or as I learned, the planning board can actually put things on the town meeting warrant. Very unusual, but you can do that in Shabee.
All right, I'll let them know.
Okay, we have some more people on. Are any of the people who are on now, who are at any of the attendees, have any comments they'd like to make or questions they want to ask about anything that's not on the agenda? This is your opportunity. All right, seeing none, let's move on to the town administrator's report.
I'll quickly go through my items here because most of my points in here are actual agenda items as well. So I received the audit, and as you can see, there's $678,000 in the undesignated fund balance. That's prior to the $150,000 that the special town meeting moved into the dredging account. So there's a total of $528,000 in the undesignated fund balance, which is 19.5%. So there is a little bit of money there if you so choose to buy down the mill rate. It wouldn't be as much as you've been doing in the past, but you do have that flexibility, or you could use it for some other purpose.
Justin, do you remember what the range is? Is it like 7 to 15 or something like that?
I think it's 8 to 15.
8 to 15, okay.
Yep. Once I get that finalized, that was a draft report. Do you like to have these on your agenda at some point, the final audit?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. I will do that. Do you want to see the draft before it's all approved and have them bind it and everything? Do you like to review it prior to them publishing or just afterwards?
What's the pleasure of the board? Do you want to look at it before they give us the final mark?
Afterwards is fine with me.
Okay.
I don't see anybody chomping at the bit here. If you do, you can go up and see Justin, because I think he has the draft copy. So
Yes. I just have a couple items that aren't on the agenda. I'll go over those as we get to them.
Okay.
A decision at some point has to be made about town meeting. If we're going to go do a referendum again this year, we need to know, we have to have 60 days notice for that, so that if you wanted to have a vote in June, we'd have to make a decision next month. If you wanted to do a referendum, and you'd have to have the warrant all put together by then. If you want to try to do an in-person town meeting, we obviously have more time. We only have to post for a couple of weeks. It looks like the guidelines would allow us to do some form of in-person town meeting. Steve is okay with us using the rec center. We may have to limit attendance to voters only, which I know is not your normal practice. If we have space concerns, we may not be able to let in non-voting people. If it was a nice day, we could have it outside. We wouldn't know that until we got closer, and we. So those are all of the thing. I just wanted to put that on your radar. We don't need to know tonight, but I think it probably should be something to be on an agenda for maybe your next meeting.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it should be on the next meeting. In the meantime, can you get in touch with the hall and ask if we can borrow their chairs?
Yes,
they have, because in the past,
in the church too.
Basically we've used the ones from, we might have.
From the hall.
Or they're from the hall.
Okay.
But, I think what we did was Public Works went and picked them up and put them out. And we did it the first town meet. Our first town meeting was there. And we had 160 or 70 people. I don't anticipate this being, maybe there'll be some hot items by the time we get there. I don't know. But I think that, if we can accommodate 70 people, we're probably okay. 70 or 75.
Okay.
What does everybody else think? Anybody want to comment, or you want to wait till the next? Okay, Jay?
I think that we need to do whatever we can to make sure that we have a traditional town meeting. I think that's terribly important. I'll leave it there.
Okay. Yeah, I think I agree with you, because we have people who are concerned about the bundling, and if we can do it safely. But the bottom line is we have to make this decision within the next 2 or 3 weeks. If we say we're going for June, and things shut down, we may be in a July or August town meeting with a referendum, but hopefully it's going to continue to go in the right direction.
And the last thing I just wanted to put on everybody's radar, just because I was getting pressure, and I didn't know if you would hear too, but about putting the floats in early. I just, last Wednesday, as I say in my memo, the floats were still covered in snow. I mean, I know it was 60 last Friday, but last Wednesday it wasn't. The crew has ordered the materials necessary to make the seasonal repairs, and they are working diligently to get those ready to go. And we're shooting for as early as we can. But barring any directive from you, it will be April 1st, because that is what the policy states. So if you want to take any action other than that, they will be going in on April 1st when they're ready to go.
A little early good weather always creates that pressure.
I expected it, but I just wanted to say that they're working on it now, and they'll be in on April 1st.
And just a little background, we created that policy so that we didn't get into that business of people trying to strong arm us, to try to outguess whether there was going to be an April blizzard or not. And so we just said, okay, this is when they're coming out, and this is when they're going, and that's the way it is, so that we don't have to, But I understand where you're coming from. Mark?
Very quickly, if I may, Donna. Justin, I was curious of why you asked today about the status of the ramp and floats at Chandler's Cove Wharf.
Sure. One of the ramps had some type of a bearing mechanism underneath, and it's missing. So the ramp is dragging directly on and it's ruining the steel plate. And the company that the crew was familiar with do this work doesn't seem interested in it because I don't think it's one of their ramps or they didn't install it. So I was trying to figure out who installed it so I could maybe call them and see if we could get the part to fix it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
A couple of things I've noticed down there, which I think you guys have also noticed, or the crew noticed probably before you arrived, is that ramp seems to go further back onto the float where you're putting the new skid plate. And maybe that's just because the tides are getting bigger or lower. And so one time it went right off the plate and kind of damaged the float a little bit. So that's probably something to keep an eye on. And it also looks to me like possibly that float that the ramp sits on is starting to list a little bit. And sometimes that's a symptom of one of those float tubs getting old and taking on water. I don't know that it is, but it might be something to just keep an eye on. Thank you.
Okay. I'll just mention one more thing. I get incident reports from CTC when something happens. And if any of you crossed over this afternoon, I don't know if you did, but if you happen to have gone over to Cousins this morning sometime, a contractor, I think overloaded one of those carts with paint. And the handle let go and the paint went, it ran him over was what it did because it was low tide. The cart did. He's fine, but one of the paint cans hit the ramp and exploded. So it's all white now. One of those ramps is all white. So if you see that, that's what happened over there.
Is that like a new spray painting technique?
Yeah. It's kind of like a modern, you know, there isn't really a design to it. It's just kind of splatter. That's all I have under this. The rest of my items are all agenda items, so I'll just wait.
Okay, Bo?
I just have a question about Chandler's. Is there a maintenance schedule for those floats?
Not that I'm aware of. I think it's just when we notice something's wrong with them. I'm not sure if they've ever been worked on before. That was kind of my question to Mark and Donna today, was who installed them. I was trying to learn about, but I think they were just installed when they were put in. And we replace plates and stuff, is my understanding, when they need it or when something's wrong with it, we do the work. But
well,
I don't know if there's a schedule.
One of them used to sit over it next to the wharf. There were two, and then we hooked them together, right? Am I correct in that? I didn't make it up. Yeah, when the state did it, they had that one, and then they had one over to the side. Because historically, we had another wharf that some of the fishermen put together. It was kind of rickety. That went off from up near where the telephone is in that little park, the bottom parking area. And that was going to, the possibility of ever doing that again was going to be eliminated with the plan that the state had. So they put all that in and then turned it over to the town. And I don't remember anybody ever really doing anything other than the bare minimum with those.
So I think it's a smart idea for us to at least put it on some kind of maintenance schedule to get looked at. Cause as far as I remember, I've never seen them out of the water.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bob.
Look at and stuff. So,
David.
Sorry.
Yeah, I have a question about the Recovery Act. I know the ink is hardly dry on it yet. But Justin, I understand there's going to be some kind of benefits accruing to the towns of Maine. And we being one of them, we should know if we've got any funds coming to us and when. Certainly would help us with our budget planning. So my first question is, have you heard anything yet? And assuming not, please let us know when you do. And if you don't hear anything, maybe ask a couple of questions here and there.
Yeah, most of this, my understanding to your question is it's mostly geared towards population. And I think the way my understanding looking at the calculations right now is Chabig should get a direct payment of about $30,000. That can be used for almost anything you want, because it can be used to fill in revenue shortfalls. So basically you can just plow it into the budget, or you can use it for all kinds of things. The real benefits is going to be the money that's being driven into GP COG and into the county. They have a lot of money going directly to them. The entitlement communities, the ones that get the CDBG money, Portland, Bangor, Lewiston, they're getting significant sums of money. They're getting direct payments, huge amounts. So there's a lot of opportunity for transportation infrastructure, things like that, but they don't know exactly, they don't have rules or anything yet. So everybody's still stumbling with the big money that's going to go into the county and GP COG. They're not sure how that will work.
As I said, it's early days, but let us know as soon as you do and, you know, keep on top of it so we can plan accordingly.
So will they be having grant opportunities or something like that, the county and GP COG?
They don't know how it all works yet. They've just been told numbers. They don't know what the strings are or how they're gonna divvy it out. They're not sure yet.
Okay. So that's different from the 35,000 or whatever.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, there's a significant amount of money that goes to the state for them to use, and then there's a significant amount that goes to the state that they must distribute almost immediately to local governments.
Okay. Thank you. So
the only other thing, Donna, was the item you wanted me to mention, that the joint school select board meeting is coming up. Ann and the school board have asked if you have any questions that are going to require them to do any research, please pass them on to me as soon as possible so they can have answers for you at that meeting.
I have another question along those lines. Are the schools going to get anything directly from the Recovery Act?
There is certain amounts of money that are going to the schools. Again, there's, I think the idea for that was to reimburse them for some of the expenses they had to take on to deal with COVID and the technology they purchased, things like that. But it's really, nobody seems to know how it's going to get divvied up yet.
No surprise.
Yes, Bo.
When are we anticipating a budget from the school?
Ann submitted it to me just a day or two ago. I'm putting it into the format that you're used to, and I will distribute that to you probably tomorrow. I'll have it done. So I'll have it to you tomorrow to look at.
Thank you.
Sneak peek on what the bottom line looks like?
Well, their budget went down quite a bit because they eliminated a teaching position in the school. So their budget has decreased overall from last year.
Thank you. Anybody else have any more questions? Is there anyone, any attendee who would like to ask Justin or the board a question on anything that's been discussed? Okay, we got a quiet peanut gallery today. So we're going to go right into regular business. So the first item is 22-163 to review and sign a collection agency contract for parking tickets. And I'm going to turn this over to Justin, who has the data, but do we have a bottom line number of how much people owe total?
To be honest, it's one person that owes close to $1,000.
Oh, so that's all we owe? I mean, everybody else is paid up?
Most everybody else will either pay, they either owe us money, but they do pay us when they either come in to pay taxes or whatever. When it's mentioned to them, they will settle up. But there's one person who is just willfully violating the parking rules. And I don't want to say much more than that.
That's fine. I didn't know if it was an epidemic or.
No.
Okay. So, well, that's good.
It's a problem that Marjorie was trying to deal with and wasn't getting anywhere. So this was my solution of the problem.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else have a question to ask Justin about the collection agency? Okay, anyone in the, Jay?
Hi, sorry, a quick question. What percentage do they get on the collections?
They would take 30%.
Okay.
They provide a lot of larger municipalities that have parking ordinances. This is how they deal with it because it's just not worth having staff chase people around. And we don't have any ability to do anything. The collection agencies can get into payment arrangements. And then if they fail to deal with them after a while, they can hit their credit report. So they have tools to actually motivate people to settle up, which we don't have.
Okay. Thanks, Justin. Mark?
So that's what I was never clear on. So if a collection agency comes after someone for this type of outstanding fine or fee, they can make it so their credit is affected or their personal finance situation is affected somehow?
Yes, it basically becomes a delinquent debt, and it will show up on your credit report just like if you stopped paying your credit card.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to be going along with this. As some of you probably know about me, I don't believe that this has been effective in the past. I don't think it's been a good deterrent. I don't think it's been something that has made people pay tickets. I believe we should be researching some sort of town policy that does not allow people to do regular business in our town office, at least for local town business, maybe not state registrations and state licenses or something. Maybe that's not legal. But I believe there are towns and cities out there that have policies like that. So I'm probably not going to go along with this collection agency thing tonight. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine. Anyone else here? Okay, I'm going to ask the public again, and then when I come back, we'll see if there's a motion. Anyone in the any of the attendees have a question or a comment or anything? Okay, suggestion? No. All right. So, is anyone willing to make a motion to hire the collection agency?
I just have a question, Donna. These tickets were done mainly in what time? Is it throughout the year or mainly winter or?
They have tickets going back to 2017.
Yeesh. All right.
Yeah, this is, you know, it's to be fair to everybody else and be fair to us as, you know, that's just not right. This person, if we give them a pass, we've got, nobody's going to pay or no one's going to do anything. And I agree with Mark. We need to come up with a policy of something that might be better, but right now we don't have that. And I, you know, so my feeling is that that we have to do what we can to get that money. And if we don't get it, we don't get it. But it's more the principle of the thing. Anybody want to make a motion? David?
Yeah, I'd like to move that we engage the services of this collection agency. $1,000 is ridiculous, and I know it's not very friendly, but we're not being treated very friendly either.
Is there a second? Okay, it looks, Jay?
I'll second it.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded. Now we can have concrete discussion on the motion.
Okay.
Which is to hire the Thomas agency, Jay.
If somebody's got tickets going back almost 4 years at this point, and we've been trying to collect them and making all reasonable efforts to collect them, work out some solution to the problem, and that person is, whoever it is just turning around and thumbing their noses at us and saying, you know, I'm not going to pay no matter what, then I think it's time to take the next step.
David?
Yeah, and I'm glad I don't know who this person is, because I am making this motion independent of that knowledge. I just think it's wrong that the rest of the islanders pay their tickets, whether they pay them right away, whether they, you know, wait until they're paying their taxes, at least they're paying them. And I just don't think it's right to put up with that. And the collection agency, as Justin has pointed out, has tools that we don't I guess we've got some tools that are pretty severe and draconian, but they've got ways of collecting this, and $1,000 is $1,000. So I say, let's go for it.
Actually, $1,000 becomes $700.
You're right. Excuse me.
Okay, Bo?
I'm kind of leaning towards, you know, what Mark said. You know, we need to relook at it and everything. I know it's $1,000, but as have we ever thought about possibly over a certain amount, buying a couple boots and put it on their car? It's down there. After $300 of tickets, you get a boot on your car.
Yeah, I raised that numerous times as we've been talking about it. And for whatever reason, and there was some concrete reason, and I don't know if it was because somebody could cut it off or, you know, I don't know. Maybe Mark can remember why we didn't do the boot, but to me, that seemed like a good way to do it. Mark?
I think the point was made, and I don't know if I agree with this or not, that it could be a liability to the town if the town contributed in causing damage to someone's vehicle by improperly installing the boot, or if they tried to take off and damage the vehicle. But I that's what I remember, but it's not really worth talking about. But I could go along with trying a boot.
Yeah, I could too. So let's have a future agenda item on this. We've got a motion on the floor and we're going to vote on it. But if that doesn't mean we can't in the future come up with something better. David?
I vaguely remember the discussion about the boots, and I think part of it was the cost of those things. They're not cheap. And, you know, are you really getting a return on your investment?
Boot could be worth more than the vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's not hard. Mark?
Without dragging this out, there is precedent that was set by this town. I'm not saying this is the way we want to operate, but at one point, our past town administrator directed the parking enforcement individual and the public works crew to take a vehicle off of the stone wharf that owed X amount of money. The vehicle was brought back to the town office. The keys were kept in the town office. And when the individual came, he was made to pay the outstanding fees before he could get the car back. Now, that was done without a policy. I'm not saying anybody tried to do anything wrong. I actually agreed with how they handled that. But I think a backup policy to enforce that would probably be prudent if you were going to do anything like that.
Yeah, I think that other than voting tonight to hire this agency for this particular thing, that, you know, we're not going to solve the bigger issue tonight. Bo, and then I'm going to call for a vote.
Yeah, let's just go for the vote.
Okay.
No sense talking about it anymore.
All right. So all in favor of signing a contract with the Thomas Collection Agency for parking tickets. So Mr. Bo Pray?
No.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
No.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Damon is yes. So it's 3-2. All right, moving right along. 21-165 to review a solid waste and recycling comparison EcoMaine Toronto versus the Casellas, and review and sign a new solid waste recycling contract. Just as a little background, it's expiring at this time of year. I mean, our contract is expiring and we have to go with one of the other of these companies. So that's the context. Mark?
Excuse me, Donna. I think you might have skipped over the photocopier.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry. Let's do this one because I've already announced it and then I'll go back.
Sure.
All right, so I'm going to open up the discussion. Does anyone have a specific motion they'd like to make before we start, or do you want to talk about it before you decide which direction you want to go in? Mark?
The recommendation is to go with Triano and EcoMaine. Is that's accurate, Justin?
Yes.
And the increase is about $16,000, roughly.
Roughly, yep.
Yeah. And that's because of the recycling market changing. Is that basically that money?
The recycling is about a third of it. There is no market for most of the recycling materials now. China doesn't want it anymore, so it costs money to get rid of it. The other is the hauling, just the trucking costs have gone up a little bit. And the last is the solid waste costs have just increased a little bit too. So there's those three components, basically everything, except the containers.
Thank you.
Jay?
Donna, I'd like to make a motion to authorize the town administrator to sign contracts with EcoMaine and Triano Waste for a municipal solid waste recycling, hauling, and disposal.
Is there a second to that?
I second.
Okay, it's been moved by Mark, seconded by Bo, and Jay has his hand up.
Because there's only about $2,500 difference between the two, what were the particular things about EcoMaine, Triana over Casella Waste that you were more comfortable with?
The big one is that the Casella Waste doesn't include any containers yet.
Oh.
And they would be new, so they would be, they'd be significantly more than the Troiano cost there. So it would be more than that. It'd be probably close to 8 or 9 or 10,000 more when you included that cost.
So what we're really talking about.
My saleswoman got COVID, so she hasn't been able to get me the container costs.
So what we're really talking about not is 82.5 versus 80. It's probably 90 plus versus 80.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't make that clear.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else have any questions for Justin? Mark?
Justin, after we sign these contracts, I assume the new cardboard compactor and the container will be put in place and be active?
Yes. Yeah, I was just waiting until we know who was going to be the provider.
Right. And then the big dumpster that's outside is metal, I believe.
Yes.
And there's another smaller one. Will the smaller one be an overflow or an extra for construction debris?
I'd have to look into that, Mark. I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm not having to use the facility at the moment because I have a customer that's able to supply me with dumpsters. But I know the way the building and remodeling industry is right now, that facility, which may be inept, is having a hard time keeping up with the construction debris. So I would encourage you and Gail to talk about that and possibly have a third available dumpster besides the two that are under the roof. Thank you.
Okay.
One question, I'll get to you in a second, Jay, that I had was, we haven't talked about Big Dump Day, and maybe that's a different agenda item, but if we didn't do it last year because of COVID, there were problems the year before, and if we are going to do it, is there something, because they were providing the extra dumpsters to do that before COVID hit. So is there something in the contract? I wasn't 100% sure that would cover that, or how that would work. But
I'm not sure. I wasn't aware of it. I can look in and see if they just threw that in as a service or whether they brought over, because we have a spare, right, that sits on the, so they swap them. So we have one sitting. So I'm not sure if they just brought that over or if they gave us another one, but I'll look into it, and I won't sign it if you want until I have an answer, if that's what you want me to do.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there because we haven't even talked about whether we're going to do it. Jay, you had your hand up.
Yeah, to go back to Mark's comment about construction and the C&D containers, I thought that some time ago in a previous discussion, more specifically about the transfer station, was that we wanted to reprice some things so that it encouraged people to, if you have a project that's going to use a full 20, 30, or 40-yard dumpster, that you make arrangements for that dumpster as opposed to trying to jam it into the transfer station. And I don't know exactly where that stands or where that went, but...
I think it might have gone via COVID. We were right in the middle of it, and then I think it might have been a drop the ball thing, but I'm not sure. Justin?
I have a marked up version of the solid waste ordinance on my desk that Marjorie left for me. And I haven't brought it back because no one's brought it up, but we just have to put it on the agenda sometime.
Yeah. So I think that's something that we should do because we really, that was one of the inequities that we found was that our numbers weren't even close to covering the costs. Mm. So it was like, we have like a welfare dump, you know. all right, any more questions of Justin before I go to the public about the motion? Okay, anyone in the public have a question to weigh in about EcoMaine versus Casella? All right, seeing none. This is your last shot for the Board of Selectmen. Do you want to say anything, ask any questions? Okay, I'm going to call for a vote. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Damon is yes. So it's unanimous. Now, I apologize to the photocopier. So the next item that I took out, because I took the other one out of order, 21-164 is to review and sign a new photocopier contract. And I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Poria. Or maybe Ms. Enfant, who probably uses it just as much as anybody.
Yeah, I would say so. So the current contract for us runs out in September, and the library's contract is, they're on a month-to-month now. And I guess last time we bought one, they bought the same thing. So we've had the same machine. The library, I don't know the answer to the question yet, but the guy came out to the island today to look at the town office, and he went over and met Deb over at the library about them replacing theirs too. The copier cost is the same that we have now. It will just be a better one because technology's gotten better, it's faster, and it will have a better finisher on it, which is a thing that collates and staples things like that. So the cost will stay the same. And this is a different vendor. This is BEU. They're a lot bigger in Maine now than Rico is. They have more service technicians. We'll probably get better service out of them too.
Okay. Anyone on the board have any questions about this? David?
Yeah, just to clarify, I think you said the cost is the same. There's no increase in
the coverage. Monthly. Yes.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Any questions from the public? All right, can we have a motion? David.
Move that we proceed with the acquisition of a new copy machine as described by our town administrator.
Do you want to rephrase that? Second. To say, authorize the town administrator to just sign the contract?
It's fine, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Thanks. Second.
You okay with that, Bo?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll have a vote. I've got a question. Mark.
All right. To clarify, is this a lease or is this a purchase?
It's a lease. It's a 5-year lease, just like the one we have now.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Beaupre.
Yes.
Mr. Dyer.
Yes.
Mr. Corson.
Yes.
Mr. Hill.
Yes.
And Ms. Damon is yes. Sorry, Jay, on the last one, you not coming up in the same place. I couldn't find you. Okay, so the next, so that covers all our regular business. We're now going to go into a budget workshop regarding the capital budget. And I'm going to turn this over to Mark.
You're on mute, Mark.
Thank you, Bo. Sorry about that, guys. I'm going to start out with a quick conversation about where we actually left off at our last meeting in your budget page on either page 29 or page 30. Mine is page 29. It's your Big Island Capital Improvement Draft. Where we left off is we had, if you look at the lines that say 2022 manager and 2022 elected. I'm going to be reading from 2022 elected. Dredging, we left $200,000 proposed in that line item for the next town meeting. The next one, fire department reserve, we left $34,090. Nothing in building facilities, nothing on new town office, nothing for land acquisition. $17,500 for the solar array purchase, nothing for broadband. Vehicles reserve, we had $5,000 in there because we were discussing the possibilities of looking into electric vehicles, maybe. Reevaluation reserve, we had $20,200. Nothing in paving, nothing in public works equipment, nothing in recycling. Easements and drainage, we had $5,300 and nothing in easements and drainage. Indian Point retaining wall, we had $5,300. That was a total of $282,090 proposed at our last meeting. I just wanted you to be aware of where we left off at the last meeting. For this meeting, Jay had asked that we think about what might be priorities if we had to choose as individuals to recommend to ourselves and or town meeting. I don't know that we were able to spend much time on that. I sent out a very rough draft to you all by email last night, but as I wrote in my email, it was not a very scientific approach and I didn't spend a tremendous amount of time on it. What I would like to have the board tell me is from the list that I just read to you, which is in your the back part of your proposed budget so far for this upcoming 2021-2022 season, if you think that that list is inclusive enough, A, if you would like to see other items put on there, and if so, would you like to talk about attaching numbers to any of them for the upcoming budget presentation to the public?
So just for clarification, Mark, you said the bottom line was 282,820. Okay, because it didn't make sense. Okay, 280.
Sorry, $282,090.
Okay, so this is my big question here: is what do we usually spend in a regular year for capital? I mean, how close is that number to the bottom line? Do we have that data?
Yes, in our current budget, it's 274,000, and the year before that, it was 249,000.
Okay, correct. for the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Okay.
So right now, if you went with that list, I'm not suggesting we will. But if you went with that list that I read and you presented a total of $282,090 to the voters for capital improvement, that would be up $8,090, correct, Justin?
That's right.
Yes.
Thank you. So where do you guys want to start tonight?
Well, it'd be interesting to see what people's top priorities were. I think that some of the priorities that, when I looked at the list, we have money in there and we've got ideas. For example, the stone wharf structural stability study, we haven't contracted with it yet, but we already know we have enough money to do it. So even though the stone wharf is a priority to me, we're not, because we know it's going to, when we start construction, we're not going to be able to necessarily fill that need just out of our pocketbook.
Okay. David, go ahead.
Yeah, and along those lines, as much as we'd like to see dredging happen tomorrow, it's not going to happen tomorrow. And keeping it at the top of the list, I think, is good to highlight it as something that we want to have happen. But, for example, paving is going to happen, I think. And the priority list, I guess I'm trying to say, doesn't necessarily match the reality of the opportunities and the needs as they arise and can be addressed.
Okay. How about if we start with Mr. Beaupre, go to Mr. Corson, Ms. Damon, and Mr. Hill, and then go to the town administrator and see what you all think about our current list and the list that Justin gave us, which is titled Town of Chabig Island Capital Planning Priorities List. The other list that I've been working off of, just for your information, is the Machias Savings Bank that actually shows each account shows a balance. And that's been helpful to me to sort of think about how much, what the title is, how much money is in there, and maybe knowing some of the goals that we had for some of those titles. How does that sound?
It sounds like a plan.
Okay. Bo, are you prepared to start talking? Kinda?
Yeah. Well, we all know that this year, the dredging is going to chew up a lot of the money that we have in our capital. As far as for me, the list that we got going on that you just mentioned a while ago for the 282 and 90, the 2002 elected list, sounds fine to me. Because we have to get the money in there for dredging. The paving, I know we need to get done, but I think we have some money in there. And then I think it'd benefit the town to get Allstate out here and give us a quote on how much it would cost to finish the whole thing and do the whole project, start hauling some material over here that we can for the chip seal. We can haul rocks over here, a little fine rocks. It's not going to spoil or harden I think we got $100,000 in there or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, so we can start getting some material over here. So, if next year we got to put $300,000 in there or we go out to loan, which is better. Like I said, the list is fine for me this year. The question I have for Justin, if I may, is just where are we at? If we take the budget as it is right now, are we over last year? Are we under? What kind of projection do you think we have?
Well, we're very close to keeping a flat mill rate. Okay. So depending what you guys decide on these last items, we're not facing a large increase. The town salaries overall have gone. The town salaries benefits overall has gone down, and the school budget has gone down, and everything else is pretty flat, other than the recycling and the trash that you guys just increased.
Okay, because we like to keep that thing pretty flat. We try to keep it consistent, but. yeah, those are my thoughts.
Thank you, Bo. I'm going to go to you, Jay, in just 1 second. One thing that I omitted from my opening statement was I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about bonding or borrowing money. In other words, Justin had given us a sheet, and one of the examples was $200,000, and I think that example would probably reflect the amount of money that we have, for instance, proposed in our budget for dredging. I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about that because I think we need to put a little bit more thought into whether we're going to bond anything in this town, certainly even paving, to finish things up. I think it's a little bit more of a discussion, but I'm not against having that discussion, but I didn't put a lot of time and effort into that. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Jay, would you like to tell us where you think you are with things?
Yes. I had sent Justin a copy of what I thought we should be looking at in prioritization and so forth, and now I can't find my copy of it, but I pretty much know what I said. I think that leaving the dredging where it is, because sometime we're going to have to come up with the money. I mean, they told us to have the money ready in February. It's now March, and we're not anywhere close to needing to put money up yet, but whatever. I think that the only additions that I would make, Justin, you were going to find out about public works equipment, specifically a mower and a street cleaning brush.
Yep.
Did we find any numbers on that?
Chuck and I went over and we saw a bunch of different models, and I'm just waiting on proposals. I haven't gotten anything yet.
Okay. You got a general number? A rough number?
It depends which vendor and how they come in. They all do things differently. Certain vendors do 5-year leases with a $1 buyout at the back. Some of them are offering 84 months, 0% financing. But they're all different sizes. So I think it's hard to, if I were to give a guess, I think that the tractor itself will break even with what we spend annually on renting, which is the $8,000. The equipment to add on to it will be a little more, but in the long run, in 5 years, we'll own all of it and we won't be paying for any of this stuff anymore. So that's kind of the discussion I think that you guys will have to have.
Right. I think that if we think back to Herb's concept of creating priorities and deciding what constituted capital projects and so forth, that equipment definitively falls into it because, as you point out, after 5 or 6 years, we own it and, you know, our costs will, you know, it'll start to save us a lot of money at that point. When I look at this, I didn't put any money into the Stone Wharf because nothing's going to happen there until we get some more information, namely what the current condition of the underlying wharf is. So we got $304,000 there. We don't need anything else there for the time being. The only, as I go down through all of this, I think it's important that we always maintain one, solar, the revaluation, fire truck money, and a number for public works so that we can actually afford to buy that, because these are all good decisions and stuff that we're going to need to do, and we know what the numbers are and we have a plan. So I think that those things should all be set aside to make sure that we include them in it. I guess, you know, there are some other things, but, you know, pretty much the list as it is, paving is my other is, I think that we need to go ahead with that program. We got $101,000 there. It would be nice to find out what it would cost to chip seal what we've done in the last year and a half or so, so that we protect our investment. My guess is from the previous numbers, if we added $75,000 there, that would probably, with the money we have there, cover the, you know, a lot of the chip sealing. It just wouldn't get us any other work done. And the only other thing I would suggest that we might want to think about adding there is from an overall stone wharf project, reviewing what it would cost to widen Wharf Road and thinking about going ahead and doing that, maybe not this year, but next year. So my additions basically to this list would be money for the public works equipment and paving money.
Thank you, Jay. Justin, very quickly, would we be talking lease to own?
On the tractor?
Yeah.
One of the vendors, that's how they do their financing with municipalities. Others, it's more of a straight purchase.
Purchase.
Yeah.
Okay.
The advantage, I guess, to the lease option is they put one of those clauses in it that, I can't imagine a town doing this, but they have that clause in there where if town meeting were to say they don't want to pay for it anymore, you can just give it back.
Okay. I guess what I didn't understand from your statement was you said it would be a similar cost per year for us for, I don't know, a few years. And does that mean that we are borrowing the money from a bank ourselves or leasing to own? That's my point.
We could really do it any way that you were comfortable with it. I mean, we could go get our own financing or we could go with whatever they offer.
Okay. Thank you. Donna, why don't you go right ahead?
Sure. Yeah, I think I'm with everybody else that dredging needs to be at the top. And what I had for number two was actually broadband, because right now there's a ton of money that's out there in the state, but part of that recovery bill is a lot of broadband money. Now, how it's going to be distributed, I have no idea. But I think that we need to be ready in case there is some opportunity to do something with broadband. And I think we should put something into that line. Last year we put 10,000 as a placeholder. We've got a committee. So far we've had 5 applications, which is great. I'm hoping for a couple more of people who actually live here on the island. That would be great. But anyway, so I'm making a plug for that. And
how much, Donna? How much are you making?
I'd say 20. All right, 20 to 40, depending. And I guess where I'm going to put that, the school said they saved $80,000 because of the, not funding that position. And they didn't really anticipate just, what using it. So this is an opportunity, I would think, unless they've come up with something else to spend that $80,000 on, that gives us a little bit more flexibility this particular year.
Okay.
And
so you're proposing 90-34 broadband reserve?
Yeah.
20.
And the other thing that I started thinking about when I was looking at what was actually on the big list, and I looked at that, thank you for the Machias Savings Bank, that was very helpful. Is that I looked at, we have a fire truck that we're supposed to be getting in 2025. Well, the rate we're going, we're not going to have enough money. So we're going to have to borrow the money. And Public Works, they don't even know what they want yet for what their vehicles are. And then we do have to pay for the rest of the solar array. And so I'm thinking about the possibility of looking at some kind of a bond in that around 2025 or 6 is when that the next bond retires. So maybe to think about some of these other projects in relation to that.
Yeah, that's why I kind of said that I think it's a little bit more of a discussion to talk about a bond issue. And I think it makes some sense to talk about it when one is retiring. I think one of the school ones is getting ready to retire, isn't it, Justin?
Yeah.
I believe, I'm not positive, but I think they have to pay one more year next year, and maybe one more after that, but then that one's gone, and that'll be a significant savings for the school budget.
Sorry to interrupt you.
And so that's what I was thinking, is that that when that one goes, you know, that does give us some opportunities, and that, because like I said, just looking at some of these numbers, at the rate we're funding them, they're never going to happen. So, right. And we still have the issue of what are we going to do about having a vault, and, you know, hopefully people will sign up for that committee for the town office. Everybody who's in here as attendees, please check the website, check Beverly's website, check the town website for information about that committee to look at the municipal needs of the fire department and the town office. And I think that people can think outside the box and be creative, and but that's something that has got to happen at some point right away. And my other question, this is my final question, was painting the transfer station. I thought we're already going to do painting the transfer station. Do they need more money to do it, or did we just not find somebody to paint it?
I think we are a little short.
Okay, how much do we need?
Because there was, you have that right in front of you, how much is in there right now?
We were $4,000 or $5,000 short, I think.
Yes, I think that's right, because I think then there's about 20,000.
Yeah, I would definitely just put that in there so we get rid of something, you know. We get the insurance company off our backs and we get a project done. So whatever, my suggestion would be whatever is needed to make that happen. We figure out how to put that in to that slot. And I'm finished for right now, Mark. I know that we'll have more of a discussion at another time, but.
Okay. David?
Yeah, excuse me. I just want to reiterate again that this list isn't stuff that happens immediately. It's stuff that we hope happens at some point within our lifetime, broadband being one of them. I think we do need to be ready for that, because I think there is going to be significant funding coming, but that funding is going to require a match. So that makes sense. And the other point that I have, I've really enjoyed driving down the Wharf Road this year. It's been nice to be able to go down there and not have to worry about single lane traffic, especially when the snow's on the ground. So I agree with Jay that we do need to attend to that. I would like to see it happen this year. There's no reason to keep putting it off. And I think, you know, that might be a use for the $30,000 that we find coming from the recovery bill. But in any case, one way or another, I think we should put our emphasis on that. Other than that, I think this is a reasonable list of funds to put away. And I will again reiterate that we are unique among a lot of towns, and that we actually do plan for the future and have $250,000 in reserve for things that need to come up. A lot of towns will rob the piggy bank every year and have nothing in reserve. So let's keep doing the good work. Thank you.
Can I just ask one question, Mark? Because you probably have the answer. Do we have an estimate of what the Stone Wharf Road would cost? And is it cost effective to do it as an independent project? Have them come down and do it? And can we use paving money to do it? So that's three different questions.
No, we do not have an accurate estimate of any kind of what it's going to take to widen the Stone Wharf Road, because we really don't have a firm grip or a design on what we want to do with the Stone Wharf Road for final width, and whether we're going to be widening it and parking the same way we park now, or parking differently, or not parking at all, or what. So we would need to sort of go back to the drawing board and probably bring some road engineer help in and see what it's going to take to widen that road, and then come to sort of some sort of an agreement amongst ourselves in the community of what we all want that Stone Wharf entry road to look like when it's done. Now, saying all of that, I have been working, trying to get some pricing from all states for just the resurfacing at a 30 feet width of pavement at a certain thickness of pavement. And we haven't been able to get that because they've changed foremans on us two or three times in the last 4 or 5 years. So there's more work that needs to be done there is my point. And I think when Justin talks with, you know, all of us and the road people, I think he's going to come to the same conclusion. Does that answer your question, Donna?
Yeah, and I have, it does, Mike. Thank you. And David, I have a confusion. It says that I'm in the audience. Somebody has my name on there.
I don't get that either.
Can the person identify themselves and change it, or do we just kick them out?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't know how that happened. Okay, I'll tell you what. Whoever's in the audience purporting to be Donna Damon, either change your name, let yourself be known, or I'm about to remove you. Raise your hand if you'd like to. Okay, you've got your
hand up. Hand up.
All right. Talking is permitted for this, Donna Damon. Identify yourself.
Carol Sebastianski.
Why am I saying Donna Damon?
I don't know. It's been happening for 2 weeks. Every Zoom call I'm on, I'm Donna Damon. So I'm sorry.
That's okay. But you can go to, there's a place where even I know how to fix it. Where
just did.
Okay.
Okay, I'll try, but you know who it is now.
Well,
so.
I started to get worried that there was like some kind of, somebody broken in.
That's okay. Somebody else came on. Somebody else came on saying they were David Hill, and I kicked them off, and I don't know where they are now. I think they may have come back in under their real name. Yeah, the name thing is confusing with Zoom. That's for sure. Welcome, Carol. Thank you.
Thanks, Carol.
Donna, are you all set for now with your Stonewharf Road question?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Justin, would you like to add anything so far to our discussion tonight?
Sure, maybe just a couple things. So the Stonewharf, depending on the Stonewharf Road going to what Donna just talked about, depending on how much the Stonewharf study costs, that reserve account is also allowable to use expenditures for the Stonewharf access road. So if you wanted to get a study done on or get the engineering design done, if the other study, I can't imagine it's going to cost $300,000, but if there's available money, you could do both of these this year or any time that you wanted to. We wanted to hire an engineering firm, we could get a design for that. So we don't wait a whole other year, just so you know. The only other thing that I kind of wanted to mention when you're talking about bonding is the dredging project, with the fact that we don't know when we need the money, is actually a good candidate to ask the town whether we can get the authority to bond, because we wouldn't have to borrow it or use it until the Army Corps starts the project. And then I could just go out at any time and go borrow the money. Well, not any time, but they bond, I think, quarterly, the main bond bank does. So I could go the next quarter and ask for the money, and then we could have it. If you wanted to do that, that would free up some money this year that you could use for something else. So I just wanted you to be aware of that opportunity too.
What's the minimum size you can bond with the bond bank, Justin?
I'd have to, it's project specific. I haven't looked up for something like that, but dredging is unique. It doesn't fit into any of the categories that I can see on their website. So I'd have to call somebody. I haven't done that work. I can if you're interested in me finding out.
No, if it's another 200 grand that we need to raise for that, my question is does that fall within the bounds of what they will allow us to bond? Seems to me it's probably too small.
Well, you can bond to buy like a fire truck, and those sometimes are only $200,000.
Okay. All right. Just
go ahead, Bo.
I'd really would like to hear if Justin can call the bond bank and give us a definitive answer on this, because that would change, you know, how we structure our capital budget. So either we plan for 20 or 30 grand instead of 200 would make a difference.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody that the only payment that has to be made at the time of the dredging, up front, we have to give them, you know, whatever they consider half of it. And the other half can be paid to the United States government over 30 years. So with the dredging, we can set that up as if it was a bond. I mean, not a bond, but, you know, we can pay it on time with interest. So just that's something to keep in mind too. You know, we had talked about that a little bit, but and kind of come up with the idea of, well, let's just bite the bullet and get it over with. But that would, if we did that, we wouldn't have to go to the bond bank, and, you know, we'd still have a payment for the next, you know, we could decide, do we want to do it 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, but I think it had to be done, paid off in 30 years at the moment. Yeah.
And I would also be interested in that too, Justin. The other thing I would be interested in, just like you said, we did bond one of our fire trucks at $50,000, $49,000 a year for 5 years. So it seems like Marjorie probably must have done that, not through a bond bank, but through Machias or something.
I think that was a straight payment. Yep.
Yeah. And so that would be another option that I would be interested in. If you're going to then try to, if our thinking then is to try to free money up for, let's say, paving, then we're going to have to make that type of decision pretty quickly and have another serious discussion with Doug Fowler with Allstate Asphalt, because they're going to be booking for this coming season. And right now we're not booked with him because we did not get a road plan in place. And I'm sorry we weren't able to do that, but we were transitioning to a new town administrator and things were sort of a little bit busy and in flux. So my only point is, if we're really thinking about putting money into paving, like Jay says he thinks we should, and because I agree with that normally, but you do need a plan of what that program is and how much of it you're going to try to accomplish. So we're going to have to do some legwork if we're going to switch gears.
And I think, just to weigh in on about that fire truck, I think that it was financed through the company, that company. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that they had a program and we hooked into that program for 5 years.
So if I might summarize of how our conversation is.
David's got his hand up, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, yes. Thank you. I just wanted to underline what Mark said, and ask Justin to make sure that the road plan, whatever it is, if it includes the Stone Wharf Road or not, does come to the top of your list of things to accomplish. Because no matter what we do, we should be doing something on the roads. Thank you.
So I'm going to do a quick summarization of where I think our discussion is going to end tonight. The other thing that I would like to get from you guys before we end this budget discussion is, are you thinking that we're going to pick this back up on Thursday the 25th? Is that the will of all of you?
I guess I'd prefer to add it to the next meeting, but.
Okay.
It doesn't matter to me, actually.
Bo, what do you think?
It all depends if we can get those numbers for, you know, the bonding. And then I'd like to know that information on the payback for the 30 years. I forgot about that. I think that would be a smart way to go instead of going the 200 straight off. But as far as the 25th, I think if we're going to lock it down, we need it solely capital. So I'm in for the 25th.
Jay?
25th is fine by me.
David?
I think I indicated I'm only good for an hour on the 25th from 6 until 7. If we can do it in an hour, that's fine.
I'm fine with the 25th, but I guess I'm a little bit more inclined to say that I would be interested in the information that Justin could supply us for the possibilities of what would be our best option for financing out the $200,000 plus on the dredging. And then I think a quick phone call as well, Justin, to Doug Fowler to see if he would be open to coming to a discussion for some road work, that we might be changing our tune and on that, and see if they would even be able to come talk to us and have any type of availability as well. I think probably we need to find out, don't you?
Yeah, my thought is maybe you schedule the meeting for the 25th, and maybe I could let you know on the 22nd. Maybe we might have to post, but we could always cancel it. If I can get the information, maybe you can meet, but maybe if I can't, it might not make any sense.
Sounds good. You guys okay if I just summarize where we're leaving this discussion without borrowing money for tonight? You okay if I do that real quick?
Sure.
So basically right now you would leave the $200,000 in for dredging. You would leave the fire department reserve money, obviously, the next line item. Nothing for building facilities, nothing for town office, nothing for land acquisition. Solar array would remain the same at $17,500. I think the next one Donna had proposed throwing $20,000 in there for now. I think that's what you said, Donna.
Yeah, I said between 20 and 40.
So leaving this tonight, what do you think your number would be?
Oh, you mean right now?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say 40 so that we have 50 in there.
40?
Yeah.
What I'm doing, guys, is just summarizing where this ends tonight. That doesn't mean that this is where we're going to end up. If anyone really disagrees with this, we can talk about it at the end. The next one, vehicle reserve, would remain the same. Reevaluation reserve would remain the same. I think for now, paving, Jay was suggesting throwing $75,000 more in. Is that right, Jay?
Yeah, that or more, but I think that should cover the, from past experience, and you may know better than I do on that, should cover the chip seal.
Okay. Yeah, that would cover about four and a half miles, probably rough math, just so you know.
Would that include the Stone Wharf, Mark?
No. Sorry. And that's just rough math. We would have to talk with Doug Fowler. The next one, public works equipment. Where did that conversation end up tonight?
I think Justin's comment was that the cost for the tractor part of it would be roughly $8,000 a year for 5 years. And then the mower and the brush equipment would be on top of that. So call it $10,000 or $11,000.
Okay. So would we be adding to that line item 9055 tonight, Justin, in your opinion? You know, roughly.
I guess that's up to you. I mean, if you think it's something you want to do, then we'd probably need to add some money to that line. I'm really unclear of what that is. That flail mower, I heard numbers all over the place on what that thing will cost.
Yeah. Bo, go ahead.
I say let's put 10 in there.
Is everybody okay for now with a rough number of 10? Go ahead, Donna.
I agree with that because we really don't know what it is. And so at least it's in there's a line in there, and Justin can get back to us. This is not set in stone. None of it is.
Okay. If we finance it, that number will actually go under the debt service line. It won't be in here.
Right.
But it doesn't, yeah. But for discussion purposes.
Right. It's, so for tonight, we'll put 10,000 down. Okay. The next three items don't change. So I don't know. Is it constructive to come up with a new rough total for tonight, or is it destructive?
I don't think we're really there yet. Oh, David's going to stand up.
Yeah, David. I just want to confirm. Mark, did I hear you say that we're not going to consider doing the Wharf Road this year at all, or that it would be coming out of the existing paving account?
All that I was answering your question was the number that Jay proposed putting in there, and the number per mile for chip sealing would not be have any relationship to improving or widening the Stone Wharf Road. I was not insinuating at all that I would not revisit remodeling the Stone Wharf Road, if you will, especially if we can get a structural assessment of the Stone Wharf for a reasonable cost and have some other money that we may be able to consider using in that direction.
Yeah, because what I'm suggesting then is if we're going to put money into that account, we don't know when that work is going to happen, the way we don't know when a lot of this is going to happen. But let's make allowance for it. So again, we don't know what the Wharf Road would cost, but I would suggest that we put another, I don't know, 50,000. How much would it cost to do the Wharf Road? I don't know. I just think we need to start planning ahead for that. We've been talking about it for 4 years. I think it's about time to get it done.
Are you talking about the paving it or the whole thing?
Widening and paving.
Yeah, I think Justin's comment is probably the best one to answer your question. The $300,000 and change, that's the Stone Wharf account, may be able to be at our access if we decide that it would be prudent to do a structural assessment on the Stone Wharf and then look at using some for that access road. Is that correct, Justin?
Yes, those are all included in the acceptable uses of the Stone Wharf account.
Okay.
Go ahead,
I just want to follow up on that. So that I guess the idea would be that maybe at a future agenda we need to have to authorize Justin to actually look into the possibility of hiring somebody, or maybe we could ask him tonight to look for somebody who would be able to design that road, because it looks like we have design money that we could spend tomorrow if we wanted to.
So, yeah, if you wanted to, you could.
I mean, that's just my feeling, because if we don't have a design, it's not going to do us any good to allocate the money to do the work. So it's one of those things that, while he's talking to engineers, find out how much it would cost Justin and come back to us at another meeting to have somebody design the improvements to that road. That's just, I'm one person. It's just my
thing. We have to make that a motion?
Well,
no.
We're in a workshop.
Just direct me to do it. I'll do it.
This is actually a workshop right now, Bo.
All right. Well,
but we can get back at it. But David, I don't want you to think we're brushing you off about the Stone Wharf.
No, it's not there somewhere. No, I don't feel brushed off at all. I just want to make sure that I like Donna's idea. Let's get the ball rolling. And if the money's coming out of this account or that account, as long as it's there.
Okay. Thank you. my final question for you all tonight is, do we want to have a new rough total leaving this meeting tonight? Instead of $282,090, do we want to have a new rough totals after tonight?
I don't think we have to.
We'll be revisiting it.
What's your opinion on that, Justin?
I was planning on, I'm incorporating the school costs into the total budget. I've updated all the other lines that you've asked me to in the past. I can add all this right into the capital budget, and I can send this all to you tomorrow or Friday. It's not an issue.
I think it doesn't hurt to see where we might be, even though this discussion has been a little bit unorganized. I apologize for that, but I've just had a busy month and I'm a little bit sort of all over the place here. So, but I think we're starting to dig into it. I think this was a good discussion. I thank you all. And unless you have other questions, I'm going to close this and turn it back to Donna.
Okay, thank you. Should we ask somebody out in the audience if they have anything that, you know, they might have? That's okay. We did ask before, but
is there Donna,
any attendees who have any questions about any of the capital projects that we mentioned or some that you're concerned about that may not be on our radar screen? Or how do you feel about bonding or buying things on time? Okay, everybody's quiet tonight. So I guess everybody's okay with what's going on. All right, so let's move on to communications.
Who had his hand up?
Who?
Bo did.
Oh, Bo.
I did. I just have a question that either David or Donna can probably answer my question about the broadband. We got some information with the broadband and stuff, and that I don't have it right in front of me, but at the end of it, it mentioned only communities that did not have access to broadband is essentially what it said at the bottom or something like that. I wish I had it right here. I can tell that, but.
Bo, I think what that refers to really is the speeds and the speeds that are dictated by well, basically legislation, state legislation says, I'm not going to quote a number because I'm not sure what it is, but whatever it is, it's not what we got. So we would fall into the category of underserved, not unserved, underserved.
So it's more than three. Is that what
you're
saying?
Yes, it's way more than three. I mean, it's closer to 100, but that's okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, so communications. Does anyone have any communications they'd like to share? All right, seeing none, let's move on to approve the minutes from March 3rd, 2020. Yes?
I'm sorry. We did get a Harvard Master's report. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
I had one question, if I could, of Justin.
Sure.
It looked like at the bottom of that Herb Main was helping our Harbor Master Gennaro with a mooring tracking program. Is that accurate? And is that a grant?
Yes, it's something they got before I was here. I don't know a lot about the money, but I know that they're trying to get this into a system that people can kind of self-help their way through.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
All right. Okay, so now I'm going to go back to the next item, which is approve the minutes of March 3rd, 2021. Do we have a motion?
So move.
Second.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes of March 3rd, 2021 as presented. Anyone have any errors or omissions or corrections? Seeing none, I'm going to call for a vote. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Damon is yes. And other business, is there any other business that any of you would like to bring to Bo?
Didn't we briefly talk about the dump painting and stuff to just take the rest of the money out of facility maintenance or something? I can't remember the exact comments that we made. So basically used up the reserve and try to get a firm number on it and get it done, take the money out of somewhere else.
Well, I kind of thought that's why I brought it up earlier. But I'm not sure if we ever figured out where the other money would come from. And do we actually have a painter who's going to do it, or is it still?
So I'd like
we have a quote from a year and a half ago, or maybe 2 years. I'm not sure. So I'd have to reach out to them now to see if they're, you know, still interested or still in business or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. So Donna, if you're all right with it, can I request Justin to get in touch with that company and move ahead with the project to get it done this year? And then there's got to be some money in the operational budget to pay for the remainder somewhere. Also, ask Justin to look into either an engineering firm or a designing firm for the Stone Wharf Road.
Yep.
Have him look at either talk to somebody to design the road. I think we're going to have it surveyed again, don't we? I can't remember.
We have a current survey.
That's
done. Have a current survey. How wide is that road?
42 feet, I think.
So my vote is to take 42 feet. So
it's like two and a half rods. I think that one is. Everyone has a different thing, and so don't hold me to it because I might be wrong. But it's not three rods, and it's not one rod.
Yeah, I remember saying about 40. So
we have some that are two rods and 1 meter, if you can believe that. So
is the scope of work I'm looking for design options, such as, because they're going to want to know how much you're asking them to do. Do you want plans for angle parking, parallel parking, sidewalks? Like how much stuff do you want them to consider proposing? Well,
sure. I think the basic thing is, how much does it cost to actually widen it for at least another width of a car? I mean,
I guess my question is, is the ultimate goal to put in real parallel paved parking that we can line and cars know where they're supposed to sit? Or are you just trying to make it wider so that people can just park, you know, easier haphazardly like they do now? Like how much effort are we looking for a design firm to put in for a plan?
If I had my druthers, I wouldn't be putting in marked parking spaces, because there's a lot of controversy about parking on that road to begin with. I think what we really want to be able to say is people can park on that road safely and still have two travel lanes up and down. And so I wouldn't go a lot much further than that, to widen it to basically three lanes, two travel lanes, one lane that could be used for parking.
And I guess I would think too that I don't think it was parallel parking we were thinking about in the future. It was more like diagonal parking.
Yeah,
so it would be wide enough to do that if we decided to do it in the future.
Let's take it to the maximum width, but I don't think we want to go much beyond that in terms of the planning.
So no takings?
No takings.
Correct.
Okay.
I would think just go, how much is it to widen it to 42 feet? And then later on, we can worry about where we spray paint stuff.
That's it.
Okay.
And as to go back for a minute to painting the transfer station, if we're $4,000 or $5,000 short, since we're in the middle of March and our year ends June 31st, we could probably take it out of contingency, since we still should have 13 grand left there or something like that.
And we could take it till the end of the year. Yeah.
Hmm?
And then we might be able to make it to the end of the year. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mark?
Just very quickly, and I'm sorry, I'm jumping back to the Stone Wharf Road now. Justin, just so you know, and this is not anything that was planned out, but in talking to the paving guys more than once about the Stone Wharf Road, for pricing purposes at least, we were thinking about around 30 feet of width of total pavement. Okay?
Yep.
And what is it now, Mark, about 18 feet?
It's only 18 and a half feet right now.
Yeah. Okay.
It's about 18, actually.
Anybody else have anything under other business? All right, seeing none. Would someone like to make a motion to adjourn?
I would. I'd like to move.
Second.
Okay, so moved and seconded that we adjourn. Is there any discussion, debate, or I think Bo doesn't. Bo's just on top of his.
Bo, just vote so we can get this going.
Okay, Mr. Beaupre.
Yes.
Mr. Corson.
Yes.
Mr. Dyer.
Yes.
And Mr. Hill.
I abstain. No, I don't. Yes.
All right. I vote yes too. So we'll end on a positive, unanimous vote. Thank you all for having I think we had a really good discussion on a lot of topics tonight. And thank you, Chris, and thank you, Justin, for being here. And thank you for all of the people out in the audience here. And keep that fan mail coming. We really appreciate it.
Good night, all.
Good night,
everyone. Good night.